great to, have you on this call, Mr. Ritchie. So,
yes, thank you for having me.
Awesome. So, could you please tell us a little more about yourself and your role in the Saratoga sites against Norlight emissions?
Sure. So, as you can see, I'm in my college dorm at Syracuse University. I study political science and environmental sustainability and public policy. I'm the executive director for Saratoga Sites Against Norlight Emissions. We're basically a nonprofit that's been set up to really help the residents get more information about what's happening in regards to Norlight, and to also bring a voice to those who really don't have it, and for those who have been ignored for the past 50 decades when it comes, I'm not sorry, 50 decades, but 50 years when it comes to Norlight. Because there's been no information to the public and very little to no transparency when it comes to this issue.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's pretty amazing how little information there is, publicly on something that's been there for 50 years.
Right.
Could you say a little more on the issue that next week's Clean Air Forum will handle?
Sure. So basically, I was invited to talk about, my experiences with the Norlight facility and kind of relate that to what's happening actually with the Lafarge company down in Queemans, which is the most southern tip of Albany County, compared to Cohoes, which is the most northern tip of Albany County. And, I thought I should speak because, I used to play soccer for my school, my high school. And when we would go down to Lafarge, we would, not Lafarge, well, pretty much, when we go down to Ravenna to play soccer, we would always play right next to the Lafarge plant, because the plant is right across the street from the school. And I always thought to myself, wow, that kind of looks familiar, mm-hmm. comparing it to Norlight. And it was very interesting. And I always saw, the whole soccer field, the turf, it was always nice because we always wanted to play at Ravenna because they had nice turf from Lafarge. I just thought, it'd be great to speak about my experiences and also, how these companies take advantage of little towns like ours in upstate New York and how this would never happen in a very wealthy neighborhood because it just wouldn't. I think the similarities are very striking, and that's just what we can do.
Yeah. Were there any signs that the Lafarge plant was causing any issues in the community with air quality that you can remember?
That I can remember, I was always playing soccer, and I always thought, it wasn't the best idea to play right next to this kind of facility. But just through the grapevine, I've heard many stories, and it's a clear and obvious danger that you should not have a cement kiln right next to a school, let alone anything. It just doesn't make sense. But like I said, the companies like this continue to bribe and actually affect our elections, as you could see in the Lafarge in the Queemans area, where they just took over the town. And that's just simply undemocratic. And we need to pass local laws that could prevent this from happening in the future. And I think some of the first steps we need to take is taking back that town to people who actually care about the environment, because people that are in charge of the Queemans area don't really give a damn about the environment. And it's important to tell them that, no, there's people in this community that do care. And there's people in this county that do care. So, yeah.
Yeah, it does sound like it'd be pretty dangerous to have something like a cement kiln so close to children or people who are vulnerable to toxic substances, or the potential for some sort of disaster that could harm people. So how about we talk a little bit more about why the issue is so important to communities in the area? How can the presence of these kinds of plants impact them personally?
Yeah, I mean, the Like, for instance, you know, the impacts of Norlite in my town in Cohoes, you know, can be seen quite directly, especially when we have, you know, the hazardous dust that we're breathing in that has glass, or the hazardous waste burning. It all, you know, it all correlates to really bad health and really, people that get sick for no reason, and they get these rare diseases that really don't happen a lot. Like, I know somebody who has a very rare disease who just lives right across the street from me, and only 100,000 cases a year happen in the United States of this kind of particular disease, and it's a shame. And one of those causes is from a chemical that Norlite was just fined for producing, the dioxins, which again is one of the chemicals that are banned. They're just so deadly and so volatile. So the impacts are economically, I mean, I could go on. I mean, it's just awful. And it's environmental discrimination, to say the least, especially in these low income areas, where people don't really have the power or the capital to fight against these companies, or the time, because they're worried about putting food on the table. It's just a wide ranging of so the beautiful thing about climate change is it affects every sector. Healthcare, cost of living, housing, everything. So it affects your whole life.
Yeah, sounds like a really serious issue. So, how can people in the community participate in the event and contribute to efforts to, assure a cleaner and safer airspace in the future?
Well, I know the sanctuary is hosting the event, and they could go on their website and look for the Zoom link, I'm sure. And they could also reach out to me. I can give you my email and my number, 518-526-9543, and I can get you in contact with people. We meet biweekly to talk about environmental problems, especially tonight we're meeting, and in the next 2 weeks we're meeting again. Just get the conversation rolling. Anything that's bothering you, just tell me, and I can get people involved. And you know, you don't have to just get involved with this issue. If there's an issue in your community, say something. And I'm sure there's people that are thinking the same thing. And you can all get together, and you can all talk about it. So, you know, it starts with the people. That's all it is.
Yeah, having more grassroots activism in regards to these issues seems like it'd be, just a really great thing to have.
Oh,
So
yeah.
yeah, thank you so much.